So, listening to the Life Coach School podcast today, having a hard why, it made me realise why I never quit compared to other people is probably because my why must be so much stronger than theirs. Like, my why is to reach my full potential. And to some people that may be, you know, selfish, or, you know, why aren't you searching for a car? Why aren't you searching for a house? But it's kind of like, when I think of that, I think, and it just brings all the emotion of like, when I was a me, when I backed down all the people that told me I couldn't do something, that I, for myself, I wanted to find my own future. I am so determined to see what I'm fucking made of, and nothing or no one will get in the way of that, not even me. Because I realised in my life, when I've gone to seek a challenge that I thought was impossible, it was never fucking impossible, and I've always pushed past it. This year has been the first year, mainly with a fitness challenge, like SAS Who Dares Wins, that I went to go against it, and it won. But it won this year. It will not win fucking next year, and it wasn't even part of the fucking process, really, this year. So that's fine. And that's what I mean. You can hear, as soon as I talk about it, as soon as I say, like, that one sentence, but everything behind it, you can just hear my voice, how fucking strong and compelling it is. So even when I've got tears streaming down my face and everything like that, I still show up, because it means the fucking world to me. It means that, you know, I want to know my full potential. I want to see how far I can push until I say, no, I'm done. And I tap. And I just haven't found that fucking limit. So even though I show up every day on social media, I've still managed to show up every day and not tap out, even when I've been really tired. And it made me realize I'm so much stronger than I ever thought I was. So I find it fascinating, and it's kind of very addictive. But a lot of people, when they just don't feel like going to the gym, they just don't go to the fucking gym, and they think that's fine. And it doesn't make sense to me now, but back then, a couple of years ago, wherever, it would have completely made sense. But it's because of my why. I know all the emotion behind it. Like, me not showing up to the gym just doesn't, it's just no fucking benefit. It's just like, there is no benefit, because I know by me not showing up, I will feel worse. So I would prefer to go there, have the shittest session in the world, and just do that. Because I know by me not showing up, it doesn't do me any favours. It's like, if I wanted, you know, like, going to ride, you know, being the fucking village bike, it wouldn't do me any fucking favours. And it's to the point that I've learned, I got so much experience behind it, that I just can't go backwards. It's like shutting your eyes. You can't shut your eyes again. You've seen it. If you know going to the gym makes you feel better, and you've, you know, you've probably quit 100 times, you know now that you'll feel fucking a million times worse by not going to the gym. It's not even worth not going to the fucking gym. And I think that's just it. It's kind of like, but you need to have a why that, like they say, that makes you cry. You need to have such a compelling why that when you don't feel like it, when you get sad, when life fucking kicks your fucking front teeth out, because that's what it does, like, you will still show up. And, like, I think because my why is so fucking strong, because I've been through, you know, so much, and I've had so much emotion that I've gone through, even when I feel like a fucking bag of shit, I still show up. Where I think a lot of people, they probably just haven't got to that point yet, or their why isn't as powerful. Like, if your why is to fucking hit a goal weight, that to me, that, I don't know, unless that's a ridiculously compelling why to you, to me, is not, that would not compel me whatsoever. And don't get me wrong, mind, that doesn't mean I'm perfect. My nutrition still got a fucking long way to go, but it's just, you know, I'm getting better by better by the bricks in it. So I will still eat better, you know. So I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm saying if you feel like you're still quitting and stuff, it doesn't mean you should give up. It just means that maybe your why just isn't strong enough yet. Maybe that when I first started, and don't get me wrong, your why will change, but when I first started 2 years ago, and I never quit, my why was just to be happy, and that was such a compelling why for me at the time, because my life was a fucking shithole, like, everything sucked, like, 24 hours a day, everything fucking sucked, and I was never so low in all my life, and I was just determined to flip it around. And then when I flipped it around, I realized, you know, I started doing these things that I never did before, like waking up early in the morning, showing up every day on social media, that my why then became, I want to see what I'm fully fucking made of, you know? So your why can change, but you've got to understand that if you're at a really low point in your life now, my God, you've got such an amazing opportunity to create such a compelling why that will get you through it and will make you show up. So I hope it really helped. I hope if you realize your current why isn't strong enough because maybe you just want to earn money or you want a car and stuff like that, and you know, if you feel depressed or something like that and it just doesn't get you through it, then maybe you need a different why. Like for me at uni, my why was, and I still use it to this day, my future daughter. So if that happened to her, I need to be there to lead by example. So you need a why that does make you cry. So I hope it really helps. I hope you find your why, which is stronger than all the negative emotion you will feel. See ya.